Well, we're back on In Focus. News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples chatting here today with NBAF officials, Tim Barr from the Department of Homeland Security, NBAF Program Manager, Dr. Ken Burton, USDA NBAF Coordinator for APHIS, and Katie Pulaski, USDA NBAF Communications Director. Next question here again for Tim, and we're talking about the delay here, obviously, but I want to ask what's changed about how you operate on site since the pandemic hit?
So most notably, the federal staff is working from home as best they can, and they have the capability to do that. So folks come in for inspections. We have inspections every day, pretty much. So folks are spending limited time in the building. So that's one aspect. The other aspect is McCarthy Mortensen and working with us and our USDA partners, as Ken said, the USDA folks. Come over for training and to observe different aspects of commissioning. But McCarthy Mortensen has instituted social distancing practices as practicable, which on a construction site, that's not always the case. And then you also have the requirement now on site to wear a face covering consistent with the CDC guidelines that have been issued. Those are the most notable changes as a result of the pandemic. Other than just work just continues to scream along, and I think if folks haven't driven by the site for a while, they should, and they'll notice that the construction trailers are now gone, which is still taking some getting used to. So yeah, progress continues to be made.
Certainly does. Yeah, it's looking like it's coming together pretty well. In fact, looking at some pictures we have on our website, we have to update them regularly here just to make sure we have some better photos of the facility. What would you say the site looks like now compared to a year ago, and where are some of the biggest areas of progress?
So the biggest areas of progress these days are things you can't really see. It's inside the facility. Like I said, it's the testing. It's the finalizing finishes. I'm actually in the facility today. I had to come in for some other items. And the interior finishes are just moving along very, very rapidly. And the office areas, I mean, the DHS staff has actually moved into offices now in the main lab portion of the facility. Aside from that, on the exterior, it's the finalizing the finishes. I mean, folks see progress being made on the water feature, the stonework that goes around the water feature, landscaping. I see Blueville got the subcontract to McCarthy for the landscaping, and they are out here every day. And there's more and more trees and more things being planted every day. So that's, to me, that's one of the most notable things. I actually, several months ago, took a picture of what was probably the first tree and sent it to my boss up in D.C., and she's been working on this for a long time. That was a big milestone for us, the first tree planted at NBAF.
Cool. Yeah, it's always good to see some new greenery at places. Katie, I'll ask you, what does the day-to-day at NBAF look like right now, and have you been able to continue to hire and bring people on board during the pandemic?
Yeah, Brandon. So as Ken said, we're still maximizing telework. And our team really has done a great job figuring out how to onboard team members, new team members virtually. Every 2 weeks, we have new folks joining us on our USDA NBAF team. And of course, we're utilizing video conferencing tools to continue interviewing and hiring. I myself just offered a couple positions last week, so I've been working through that process myself. We are now up to, we have about 150 team members, either on board or with start dates. And that's out of the estimated 400 that we'll have when we're fully operational. We also have 29 selections made and tentative offers outstanding and another 37 positions pending announcement. So, gosh, with that in mind, you know, we're getting awfully close to being about halfway to our target number. So that's exciting.
That is exciting. Are you doing anything in particular to keep people connected or engaged during this kind of unusual time?
Yeah, that's a great question, Brandon. So some things we're doing every Friday morning, we hold virtual all-hands meetings for our team to stay connected and updated and You know, we give all the different units opportunities to inform the whole team about what they're working on. We've started holding lunch and learn sessions with the team from Plum Island Animal Disease Center, so we can share with each other what we're all working on, as our missions obviously are very similar. And then, and talking about Plum Island, while many employees there are also teleworking, the facility itself is still operational because it has to continue to run 24/7 to support testing for high consequence livestock diseases. And aside from that, we have added a few fun virtual social events to our calendar to continue to foster that camaraderie, even though we're apart. So we've got virtual coffee breaks some mornings, and even some photo contests that just kind of keep everyone smiling and, I guess, and staying connected during these interesting times.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Got people working from home, got kids at home. Goofy things happening with telework all the time everywhere. I'm sure that is the case for you guys too. Dr. Burton, I understand it's also Public Service Recognition Week. What have you enjoyed about working for USDA and NBAF?
Yeah, Public Service Recognition Week, Brandon, it's really a great opportunity, I think, to recognize many of the jobs that we all sometimes take for granted. Supporting what we do day to day. I think the current pandemic's made us much more aware of just how critical local, state, and federal services and the people that provide those services are. And, us being able to utilize those services on a day to day basis. And I am pretty much new to federal service, coming to USDA probably about almost a year and a half now, almost 2 years. From private practice, or coming from the university, but was in private practice as a veterinarian before that. And I think the greatest awareness and what I've enjoyed about USDA is when I was in private practice, I was always aware of the dedication of the people at USDA and that worked for USDA and what their mission was, to protect the domestic global agriculture. And as a veterinarian, I always knew that USDA was out there to support any of the needs that I might have when it came to routine disease surveillance or prevention programs, or if I suspected an animal might have some type of a reportable disease. They were always out there to support me in making a diagnosis. I think the thing I've enjoyed the most coming to USDA and MBAF is really the type of dedication that this team has to their mission of protecting the U.S. against these transboundary emerging zoonotic animal diseases that really have the potential to threaten our food supply and agricultural economy and public health. There's such a great level of excitement and dedication to standing up the NBAF as a world-class facility. There's only four like it in the world right now. And it's a great team to work with right now. And Dr. Clavijo is providing great leadership, and it's just really exhilarating to work with this group of people and have the community that we have dedicated to the mission. So it's been good.
And it's good to mention that NBAF's gonna be key here going forward. Gonna serve the public. Who knows, in a variety of different ways, possibly.
Yeah, most definitely. A lot of us don't realize just how important agriculture is in our lives. Just to throw some statistics out there, but it really adds $3.9 trillion to our gross domestic product every year, and one in 10 jobs in the U.S. actually has some type of a tie to agriculture. So, NBAF is going to be critical in protecting our food supplies and livestock from diseases that aren't currently seen in the U.S., but we also recognize that it's going to have a significant role in researching diseases that are found in animals but have the potential to be spread to humans or considered zoonotic. And, actually 70% of the newly discovered diseases in humans over the last 10 years have some type of an animal component or are considered zoonotic. So really the vision for NBAF and serving the public, the vision is to create a safer and more resilient America through a world-class, globally connected science facility for large animal agricultural research, training, and diagnostic. That's the vision that everybody has embraced, is to protect that agriculture, livestock, public health, and food supply. So it's, yeah, there's a lot of places that NBAF's going to serve the community and then serve not only the United States, but globally.
Yep, and I think people are right now realizing just how important the food supply is. We're seeing all the shortages at grocery stores and, you know, the meat packing plants being impacted. It's everything kind of plays a key role. When one domino goes down, everything is affected. So we sure appreciate all the information you guys have provided us here today, and we continue to look forward to working with you guys next month and going forward.
Thanks, Brandon.
And,
thanks, Brandon.
Yep, thank you. Katie Pulaski, Dr. Ken Burton, Tim Barr joining us here on In Focus from NBAF. Stay tuned. We'll continue our conversation next. We'll have Perry Wiggins from the Governor's Military Council.